Hey friends, we're teaming up with Gaston Luga to hook you up for the holidays.
Right now, you can get 15% off all of their products using our code BOOZE, B-O-O-Z-E. Head to GastonLuga.com today.
Now, on with the show, episode 113, coming in hot. Welcome to the evening booze hour.
Oh, I kind of like doing that intro.
Oh, I took your line, though. I'm sorry.
Why did you take my line? Oh, my God. Yes, you said the episode number.
Well, I didn't think of that.
It's been 113 episodes, so you know what? Go ahead and say it.
I know. And to transition from a promo to a live show, it's just crazy. Too much going on.
But we're here yet again. After Thanksgiving, I hope everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving.
You're here.
Yeah, you just did whatever you wanted to do because that's really all you should do.
Like vegging on Thanksgiving is the best. Just eating like pajamas 24/7.
You don't have to do anything crazy. Like, don't feel bad if other people like go on vacations or whatever. Like, you do you.
You make the day whatever you want it to be. Like, sometimes you don't want to travel or be around people, so it's okay. Be thankful for solitude.
So true. Coming from a mother of two, that is so true.
Coming from a person who spends way too much time alone, and I really should be more extroverted.
This year, you should try to hang out with, like, you know, more people at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you should try to, you know, have people besides your dog and cat as co-workers.
Oh, so cute, though. So, a lot of people are probably really jealous that your co-workers are a cat and a dog.
No, I do love it, but sometimes I am like, am I going to forget how to like interact with people because I work from home?
That's how it is with a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Newborn, because they can't talk yet. And I remember just going like the whole day and being like, did I even like speak out loud today? Did I even say anything all day? Did I? And then I started talking to myself. Oh, I still do that. I started talking to myself.
No, you got to. You just got to hear a voice.
Yeah, exactly. I would just like talk. Oh my God. I'm a crazy person.
Well, speaking of crazy people, I am Liz and I am on the West Coast.
That's right. And I'm Kate and I'm on the East Coast. We try to get together. We do get together every week because
for 113 weeks we have
113 consecutive weeks. So we are like a staple in your lives. Hopefully,
right. We better be.
Seriously. But yeah, we like to just give you crazy, random, weird, horrifying, insane news stories that you may have missed or didn't have time to look into. So that's what we're here for.
Beyond the headlines.
Yeah, exactly. But we also like to drink. Is that true?
That is true.
So true. So what are you drinking this evening, Elizabeth?
Well, I am drinking... I was like in a mood for a Mexican themed drink because we had a little Mexican themed potluck at the office. I actually did go into work today. So like to see other people, and mainly I was there to eat. So like, that's why I was there.
I saw that on your stories, like a guacamole contest. I was like, I am so jealous right now.
Oh, I won the guacamole contest by default because I'm the only one who made guacamole. Everybody else made salsa. We had prizes for guacamole and salsa.
No way.
Yep. California offices.
Everybody, the salsa?
Yeah. Well, because guacamole, okay, quick tangent tidbit about something I learned about guacamole. Guacamole turns really quickly, right? So, like, you'd have to make it this morning, like, when we'd have to have gotten up super early. So everyone's like, oh, did you do that, like, first thing this morning? And I was like, no, I did it last night.
Don't tell me. Don't tell. Okay, I'm going to guess what you did. Okay, not only did you use lime, but you also put the pits of the avocado in the guacamole.
So that's what everybody thinks. Because I did my research, and there was this great article that tested all the ways to keep your guacamole fresh. And that was one, and the lime was one, the pit and the lime and all that were one. And none of those really worked that well. What I found from that article, and then I looked into like several others, is you pat the guacamole down like pretty well, you know, when you're done in your dish, and you put a thin layer of water over it. And then you put like, you know, your saran wrap or foil or whatever, and like put it in the fridge, because the air can't get through the water to the guacamole.
Oh my God.
I know.
I just exploded all over my entire bedroom.
And I'm so not domestic at all.
Yeah, we all know you don't even bake.
Yeah.
You wouldn't bake like boxed brownies, probably.
Oh, I love boxed brownies. Are you kidding me?
I guess you don't have to put, you have to use like flour or sugar for that. So,
well, I'd have to make a special trip to the grocery store then, because we all know I just don't have that readily available. But I did do my research, and the guacamole stayed. It was a little, like, I mean, just a little tiny darker, you know, it really wasn't even that bad, to the point where people thought it was like freshly made that morning. So,
my God. Well, yeah. And once you like stir it around.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it doesn't take away the flavor or anything. It was just a real thin layer. Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I felt so smart.
I am literally blown away right now. Why doesn't every person know this?
Well, I'm telling you, like, there were several articles about it, but, like, I had always just heard those other things, like the pit, that I didn't even think to really do anything else or even look into it. So I feel like in the last few years, maybe there's some new research on guacamole preservation.
Avocados are like, you know, so hot right now. So
oh yeah.
I'm sure they've been looking further into it. Wow. Well, thank you.
Really long tangent to tell you that I'm drinking a Modelo Michelada tonight.
Oh my God. That's why we're okay. Didn't even know where we were.
Right. Yeah. I just felt like keeping the Mexican theme going, you know, the guacamole success. I was riding high. Had a michelada. What are you drinking?
Well, let me go on a tangent.
Tell me your backstory to your drink, please.
Oh my God. I am drinking not red wine. Shock.
What? Stop the presses.
I'm drinking a screwdriver.
Excuse me. Oh, that's great, but like at nighttime?
Yeah, at nighttime.
I mean, cool. Good for you.
Very risky, I know.
I like a screwdriver. It's got vodka. It's got your vitamin C.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's probably the most healthy option when you really think about it.
It's fun to say.
Yeah. Well, I have that, still that little bottle of Kettle One.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I could really go for, like, a glass of OJ right now. With a generous splash of Kettle One vodka.
That sounds good. I mean, we had breakfast for dinner the other night, and that would be the perfect compliment.
Oh, and it's like, I love a mimosa too, but it's like the bubbles. I can't with the bubbles. Then if I open a bottle of champagne, I'm not going to drink the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you have a smaller one. Yeah.
Those are like such a ripoff, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's so exciting. Kate's new drink. Do you like olives? Are you my friend that hates olives?
I am your friend that hates olives.
Okay, then never mind. I was going to say, you should use that Kettle One in a dirty martini if you want something delicious, but.
Oh, I'm telling you, the Kettle One is so good. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Dangerous. Whew, okay,
Well, yeah.
I'm feeling myself right now. Feeling myself.
So we've got, actually, you know what? A michelada is kind of like a breakfast drink too, because it's like a bloody beer, like Bloody Mary mix with beer. So we're both doing like a breakfast themed drink, I feel like.
I love breakfast. I love a good breakfast. Are you kidding me? A good diner? Oof. Nothing like it.
Greasy diner food. And we love our Patreon saints. So just a quick reminder, you can become one by going to patreon.com/eveningboozehour and donating for as little as $1 a month. And you can come on and have a drink, your choice, breakfast drink, whatever you want. We won't judge you. And you can do a story with us. It's really fun. You can also support us on Threadless by buying some merch and, you know, of course, spreading the word, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, hitting us up on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter, and just telling a friend, you know, that would be appreciated. But before I forget, if you are drinking along with us, whether you're listening in the morning or the evening, we have a drinking game. So you take a drink anytime. We have a story out of Texas, Arizona, Florida, and we added Japan last time. We replaced Hangzhou, China with Japan, I think.
Good. Good. You should do this professionally.
I mean, I didn't even take notes on that one. I just all of a sudden remembered.
I'm telling you, that was genius.
We take a drink anytime we have a story about misogyny. Ugh, anytime we say the word literally. Anytime we get the Nick Cage rage / love. Anytime we report on Canada, we give a little cheers and take a sip there too. And yeah, last week we had added turkey, but this week I don't really have anything to add at the end. We'll take turkey off now that it's beyond Thanksgiving. Santa.
Add Santa on.
Santa baby, I like it. Take one. Listen,
we're in December now, so.
Yep.
You know.
Sipping for Saint Nick. Let's do it. Yeah, so I think that's our drinking game. Those are our announcements. It's time for, I know what it's time for.
It's time for general thoughts. Okay.
Yes.
Listen,
before we even get into anything relevant, we have to just talk.
And why haven't we talked about The Crown as of yet?
The best
ever. It is literally so good. Okay, I finished the whole season in three days.
So close. I have two more episodes. I mean, maybe you guys caught up over the Thanksgiving break, but season three is on Netflix. It came out earlier in November, and damn.
Oh my god, yeah. I second that, okay?
We have an all-new cast. Like, there were, jumped. So, like, there were a lot of unknowns about this season. I was the first one to say, like, I was not super happy when I heard there was going to be a new cast because I love the old cast so much. And I'm like, just put makeup on them. Make them look older. We have technology, you know? But this cast is really, really good. They're so good.
They are so good. I don't even remember the previous cast, okay? I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. No, I mean, my only one issue was, like, with the time jump. It was only, like, a couple years, and they were all aged by, like, 25 years, and the queen's eyes are now brown, but whatever. We'll overlook that.
It's so true, though.
I was like, wait a minute, what year is this? Because I need to follow, like, a timeline. Like, I always notice those things.
Yeah, didn't even notice. Didn't even notice. Didn't care. Oh, it's so good.
I'm happy our royal correspondent, Liz M., noticed, because she also was like, it started like a year later.
Yeah. It's fine.
No, listen, but I don't care.
Within the first episode, I was like, that, like, it does start a little slow. Like, you have to get it back into it. But, God, I was like, this is so good. And then now with, like, all the shit that's come out with, like, Prince Andrew.
Oh, my God, Edward.
Wait for them to get to the current time. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I keep saying that. I cannot wait for this episode on season 10 of The Crown with Epstein. And, oh, my God. The Queen.
Oh,
yeah. It's going to be so. They better keep it forever.
Betty White.
Oh, she's got to, right? But yeah, no. Oh, my God. Andrew and the Queen just canceled his birthday party, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, like, I guess. Well, that was a couple weeks ago. Party. But, like, they are, like, reigning him in these royals. Okay, here's a constant theme from the show to now. These royals don't know how to do freaking PR. What's wrong with them? They're like always down for interviews, but no one gives them talking points.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Oh.
They are so far behind on everything PR related.
Like in the show when they did the documentary to show how normal they were. They were anything but normal.
They literally have no idea. Like,
that's what this season did really good job of, I thought, was like to show how out of touch they were and are, you know, probably.
Oh my God. But there's so many parallels, like, and I don't want to say any spoilers or anything. I mean, it's based on true life, so you can just go look on Wikipedia.
Spoilers, just look up.
Right. But like, it really showed the development of Charles's character.
Yeah, this year we got to see the kids more, right? Like, we had Charles and Anne were pretty prevalent. And then I haven't finished yet, but I just got to the episode with Camilla in it, too. So,
yeah.
The makings of a really fucked up story.
Oh, my God. And you have to, it's crazy because you literally, like, you either love a character or hate a character as soon as you meet them in this show.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, by the next episode, you completely change your mind.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the next episode, you change your mind again. It's, like, so crazy how you can be, like, oh, my God, this, like, person is so horrible. And then you get an episode where you have empathy for them and you understand, like, oh my God, this is, like, from this perspective, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I just watched the one with episode 8 with the Charles and Edward parallels, and when Edward was dying, sorry to ruin it, but he's old now, and he's, like, in sick health. I shed a tear, like, when Wallace was, like, losing it. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, those Nazis, their love is so pure.
Their love is so... Okay. We are not empathizing with the Nazis.
Other, for each other. Their love for each other is what I meant.
Let's make that clear.
Like, I know how bad it would have been if he was king, but at the same time, it's like just showed two people in love and what it's like at the end of your life, you know? And it's like, oh.
And then you think about, like, how awful they treated Wallace, and then you're like, oh my God, this is, like, why Meghan Markle hates for life right now, because, I mean, you can't deny it. There is nonstop in the news about how Kate and Meghan are, like, pitted against each other. How, you know, like, and regardless if that's true or not, watching this show and seeing, like, real historical shit that went down, it's like, oh my God, like, maybe they legit are pitting them against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
There are so many, like, shady, like behind the back. It's insane. It's insane. Okay. We just highly
We've only like scratched the surface, yeah. I feel like, is what we see. And then like that's why the Crown's so great, because like publicly you only see like a glimpse of what's really going on, and it's like definitely so much deeper. I mean, this we both said this season was great at like character development. Obviously, because they're older now, but so good. You guys love it too. Let us know. Let us know who is your favorite.
Yeah, what was your favorite episode? Oh my god. We will like DM us on Instagram. We will go off about it. Yeah.
Text me. Like, I'll give out my number if you want to talk about the Crown.
Let's just give out your number here, right? Yeah. Now. Oh my god.
DM me first. But yeah, no, I mean it's so good. I can't get over it. And now, like, we're going to have to wait a whole another year for another season to come out. So
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, damn, I finished it too quick. I didn't even know I was watching the last episode when I was watching it. I just, like, all of a sudden went to go watch the next episode, and it wasn't there. And I was like, wait, what? I wasn't prepared for that.
I know. You have to be prepared.
Warning. You know what? That's what they should do. A warning. When you're like at a season finale, or like,
do you want to proceed? This is the season finale. Yes. I've done that so many times too. Or I don't even realize something is a series. Like, I think it's like a documentary, like a one time thing, and then I'll be like, oh, there's like five more episodes.
Yes, I do that all the time, just like not prepared. But have you seen Seth Meyers' new stand up?
I did. I watched part of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like, in his, on Netflix, it has an option to skip, like, the political stuff, which is crazy. And I was like, what? What? I was shocked. I was like, you can skip political? So I was literally livid, but like it all works into his stand-up routine.
Yeah, it's really funny at the end. Or like when he comes back from the break or whatever, like the political stuff.
Yeah, but it's like if there's a thing like that you can do, then there's a thing that they could do to like warn you.
Oh, well, it's like the Bandersnatch, the Black Mirror episode. It's like choose your own adventure. Like you can do that now. Like this is all, that's kind of like the beauty of streaming. Like now it can become interactive too. But yeah, well, totally. We need warnings.
They made like the skip intro. That was a game changer. Mm. That was a game changer.
I never hit it soon enough.
Oh god. Some intros, like on Shameless, the intro is just so long and it's the same every single time. You know, it's different if it's like the intro's kind of worked into like the episode and right. You don't really understand that you're getting an intro. You know what I mean? Like
yeah. No, the Crown intro is super boring and I always try to skip it, but like I never hit that button in time.
That's tough. But anyway, so yeah, The Crown. Watch it. Seriously. I don't even, like, I can't say anything else because I'll just go on and on.
I know. Let's move on, but we might have to do, like, another Crown, like, special episode or something just so we can ramble about it for 2 hours.
Our podcast.
Let us know if you want one, and like if you do, then maybe we'll do that. But if not, you know, you can go back and listen to the one we did for season two,
episode by episode.
I know we should have our own Crown podcast. Let's get on that.
We really should, because if you think about it, it's such like you just watch all the episodes, take some notes. You could do an episode for each episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like a done, you know what I mean, till for a whole nother year.
That's true.
Interesting. Okay.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah, I'm off somewhere else right now, sorry.
No, these are all great ideas.
I'll come back for the headline stories.
Well, let's do it. Let's get into some headlines.
Okay, so this. I've seen this for a while. But so there's this Japanese hotel room, which, of course, we just added Japan to our drinking list. Hey. So take a sip. So this Japanese hotel room costs $1 a night. But there's a catch, of course, because obviously. And the catch is that you have to live stream your stay.
I did. I'd be really boring. I'd be like watching Forensic Files on HLN the whole time.
Yeah, or just sitting on your phone, scrolling on your phone, go to sleep.
Yeah.
It seems like a no-brainer to me. But anyway, so this guy started running a hotel in Fukuoka, in Japan. I said that sure. So wrong. That was owned by his grandmother. So he like took it over, and he was wondering how he could improve the business in this like new economy that's so heavily based in like technology and social media. Mm-hmm. So he had an idea, and he wondered, what if he could use the internet to bring in a new audience and a new revenue stream? So they...
Well, at least he's not putting cameras in people's rooms and doing it without their consent, you know, like some dirtbags do.
What was the name of that?
Voyeur. Yeah. Voyeur, a documentary, Netflix.
So creepy. I just literally always assume that any creepy looking bathroom I go into has at least one peephole in it. Like at least one. And I just look around for it and just pray I never actually find one. But anyway, so people can pay $1 per night if they agree, obviously, to being live streamed. And I guess there's two different rooms in this hotel that he has. And apparently there's like restrictions around how the live streaming works. I guess the feed is video only. So okay. Guests have privacy in conversations on like phone calls and stuff.
Okay.
The YouTube channel, write this down. I'll give you a minute to find a pen and paper. His YouTube channel is called $1 Hotel. So go subscribe to that immediately.
Amber V, make you holler.
Amber V is on $1 Hotel YouTube channel right now. I already know. So let us know how it is. Guests are permitted to turn the lights off, and the bathroom area is out of camera range. So it's okay. Basically just like on the bed and the like.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. It just seems like duh.
I'm looking up.
I don't like understand what the like why this is like genius, obviously. And hopefully pretty soon every hotel is $1 to be live streamed. Okay.
Here is one right now. I am watching it right now. Yes, it's just an empty room. I mean, there's a floor mat like that you sleep on and a pillow. But there was a guy working at a computer a moment ago. Real exciting stuff here.
Live from the fucking $1 hotel.
I'm watching with 20 other people. And nothing's happening. Wow. It's just the room and like his luggage, I guess, like a bag on the floor, this sleeping mat. Yeah, pretty basic. No windows, I don't think. What's this one? This guy's TV, I think.
I guess, well, it says that once he accumulates more than 4,000 view hours, he'll be able to put ads on the channel and like monetize from it. So that's what he's hoping for. So then he'll like make money on top of just the $1, you know. So he's just hoping in the future this, you know, pays off. So it's like a gamble, but It's on like CNN.
Okay? Yeah.
Like, you've made it, okay, dude?
Yeah. So this one video from a day ago had 9,500 views. One from 2 hours ago had 7,500 views. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. It has followers, like 12,000, over 12,000 subscribers.
Oh, wow.
And that's just YouTube. Like, he could be doing it anywhere, like Facebook Live, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, they're hoping even, like, apparently this is blowing up, but they're hoping that, like, the little seaside city that it's in gets more, like, attention, which of course people always want, and then once they get, they complain about it, but you know, whatever. But there's like an art museum there, and they're hoping,
yeah, it'll be good for their economy. Sure, it'll bring people there, just, you know, it's like a novelty, right?
Yeah, and I'll stay there.
Oh, me too. I mean, it's gonna cost you more to like get there than to stay there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay, so the next story I have was sent from Shannon, one of our Patreon saints. You know her, you love her.
Yep.
But she sent this story, which was like so on brand for us. So good. So an 82-year-old female bodybuilder, which like, I'm hoping I can open like a can of jelly when I'm 82 years old.
God, okay. I'm hoping I'm alive.
Reach for the stars.
I'm hoping I'm breathing.
Oh my God. Oh, so true though. So this woman is a bodybuilder. She is a fucking boss bitch, obviously. She can deadlift 225 pounds.
Oh my God.
Yeah, deadlift 225 pounds. I could probably maybe do the bar.
Ugh.
Like, and what's the bar? Like 30 pounds? So this woman basically did what any bodybuilder would do when they feel threatened. She literally used several common household objects to fight him off and pinned him down to the ground after he broke. Yeah. Oh, she pinned him. After he broke into her New York home, she said, "No, sir, not today."
Yeah. Not today, Satan.
Yeah. I love this woman. Her name is Willie Murphy, which, like, Willie with an I-E is so cute. Like,
Willie, oh. Big Willie style.
Big Willie style. Oh, man. Now I have to do a picture of her head on Will Smith's body. It must be done. So Willie Murphy stated the home intruder knocked on her door late Thursday night, claiming he was very sick. Yeah, needed an ambulance. So thinking on her feet, she called the police, but didn't let him in past the front porch. Smart lady. Mm. That's when the bodybuilder heard a very loud noise, realizing that the man had broken into her home. But what this guy didn't know was that Murphy was indeed an award-winning bodybuilder who works out at the YMCA nearly every day, which, shout out YMCA, that's where I used to work out when I lived in Shrewsbury.
Oh, yeah. God bless YMCA, man.
So good. So she just grabbed a nearby table and chucked it at him without even, like,
table
thinking.
Flipper.
She's just fucking flipping tables all over New York and the YMCA.
This is amazing.
So after chucking the table at the guy and seeing that it basically broke in half, the man was like struggling to get up, you know, as one would. That's when the Rochester woman continued to ruin him and poured a baby shampoo on his face and hit him with a broom.
Oh my God. She's continue to ruin him.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I'm just going to pour baby shampoo on your face.
Oh my God. That is so the best. Well, she's just grabbing like anything she can, probably.
Hell yeah. So she then proceeded to jump on top of him, basically regretting that he like ever even entered her house. Obviously, he must have been. So when first responders arrived, they quickly noticed that the 82-year-old didn't need any medical attention, just the like suspect laying on the ground who was just beaten up by, like, it's just it's amazing. The man was basically laying motionless on the floor. According to police officers, the man was highly intoxicated during the whole thing and was taken to the hospital. Luckily, Murphy isn't going to press charges. But
yeah, lucky. I mean, she kicked his ass, so she's probably like, I don't really need to anymore.
I really hope to be a Willie Murphy when I wake up. Oh my God. When I grow up and wake up. Yeah. When I wake up tomorrow morning, I want to be Murphy. Okay. Oh, love her. She's our hero of the week, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Willie, cheers to you.
Oh, big Willie style.
Big Willie style all the way. That's awesome. Well, you know what else is awesome? And we told you about it at the top of the show, but we are partnering again with our Swedish friends, Gaston Luga. And so I just wanted to tell you a little bit about their design philosophy, and then Kate can tell you how to get your hook up. So these backpacks, as you know, are unique. They are beautiful. They are handcrafted and leather made. And they're just really streamlined, and the shape is very chic. They're assembled from strong resistant fabrics such as cotton and canvas, and then they use metal buckles and leather, you know, as accents. And they're all made from vegan leather, and they that helps it, you know, maintain its high quality feel. So it's got looks, it's got quality, it really is the whole package. We, you know, got them as gifts for friends and family. We each have one that we really like to use. So you guys should definitely check this out and get your hookup. If you didn't get it in time for the Black Friday sale that they had, Kate can tell you how to get it in right now.
So you can actually go to GastonLuga.com and use our code BOOZE, B-O-O-Z-E, to get 15% off right now. So what are you waiting for? Do it.
Go get your backpack. Okay, so I'm going to talk about, I have a couple of stories. I'm going to do a crime time and then an end on a happy note with an Animal Kingdom story. I was having major deja vu about 5 minutes before we started recording that I had already done this crime time story, but the article is from like the end of November. So it was last updated on the end of November, and it was originally posted in the middle of November. So I know I didn't, but maybe I did. I'm sorry.
I can't wait, because like, do you think I'll know if you've done it before? No, I'll act like it's the first time I've ever heard it because I have mom brain and I don't know anything that's ever happened.
Well, and I don't think anyone listening will remember either. So if I did.
Yeah.
But okay, I was drawn to the story because it's about a double life, and it like boggles my mind why people think they can get away with like living a double life. And some people do, but you know, a lot of times it ends up like tragically like this, and lots of people end up getting hurt or killed.
Well, I think I listened to like a criminal episode about people who really like lead double lives and how it is like so hard for them. Like it's barely successful because it's just like almost impossible to like legitimately lead.
Yeah. It's like, why do you do it? Like it's gotta be, I would love to learn more about like what causes people to want to do that. You know, like it's just like
fascinating.
That fear of like not owning up to something, or like you're too afraid to tell your wife you don't want, and in this case, the husband telling wife you want a divorce or you don't want to get married, or like what? Like,
well, hey, I mean, some people just murder someone if they don't want to get a divorce. So,
right. Yeah, it's exactly, it's crazy. So it's like, just have a conversation. But yeah, so this Pennsylvania man has confessed to, well, he was charged. His name is John Matthew Chapman. He's 39. No relation to Mark David Chapman is the first thing I thought.
Okay, well, he's got his name, so he's obviously a serial killer.
Exactly. And he was charged with kidnapping, obstructing administration of law, and criminal use of a communication facility in connection to the disappearance of his girlfriend, Jamie Ray Fedden, I think is her name. I had to proud to pronounce her last name, F-E-D-E-N. But I think they just haven't charged him with murder yet because they haven't found her body. So he apparently confessed. I don't know if to police or to who. He did tell his wife, but we'll get into that in a minute. He allegedly confessed to driving his girlfriend, Jamie, she was 33 years old, from Pennsylvania to Las Vegas, where he told her they were going on a vacation and they were going to look for, you know, possibly buying a place to live out there.
That's a long drive. That's a long
That's what I'm saying. That's a long drive. Yeah. So then he allegedly convinced her to drive out into the desert under the pretext of participating in a BDSM themed photo shoot.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So what they say happened was she was like tied to a roadway, kind of like sign or something, and was suffocated from duct tape on her mouth and her nose. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, but they haven't found her body yet. Okay, police in Las Vegas or Clark County have found a body that resembles her, but I haven't seen anything yet identifying that it definitely was her, and they do seem to be updating the story site. So, but it's probably going to come out pretty soon that it was her. Yeah.
Ugh.
So she was reported missing by her family and friends back on September 15th, but some of her friends, like, say that they were getting Facebook messages from her, and so they think that he was, like, using her Facebook profile to pretend like she was alive longer than she really was.
Of course he was.
And,
like his number one thing, of course.
Well, and it makes it so much easier now. Like, I feel like those things, like Facebook, you can make it seem like someone's alive longer.
Yeah. Instead of just leaving, like, a note or something. Like, you can continually be sending them messages in real time. So, of course, you would think that that person's alive, you know, if from their phone, from their accounts, like... Of course you would think that. That is so crazy.
Yeah.
Like somebody would go to those lengths.
Or like I was just reading another article before this about a girl who's missing currently in Oklahoma, and her sister said she got text messages from her sister's phone number, but like there was a lot of misspellings and it just like didn't sound like her, you know, but like same thing, cell phones, you know, social media accounts, like you can do, you know, a lot of stuff with that and people can still think that you're alive unless they're, you know, paying attention.
Wow.
Yeah. So this guy, his Facebook profile says that he's single. He says single, ready to mingle. He says he's a 39-year-old single guy from Pennsylvania. I lived here most of my life, and I'm always trying to meet new and interesting people. He is an installation technician at ADT, and he was previously employed by the Navy. The only problem with that is he got married about a year and a half ago, so he's not single. And he was leading this double life with Jamie Fedden, his girlfriend, who he met in 2009. And they've had this on and off relationship since then.
Oh, my God. So, like, not only is he not single, he has a wife and a girlfriend. So he's, like, double not single, basically. Yeah.
But get this. His wife, her name, Maureen Chapman, she's listed on his Facebook as his sister. And he even commented on a photo of her, like something like good looking sis or something like that.
What?
Yeah. And he's like, make, yeah, he, it's weird. Like, why even put her on there? You know, why?
Yeah. It's just bizarre.
That's like some weird psychological, you know, like guilt or something, you know? Yeah. I'm cheating on my wife, but I still need to be Facebook friends with her somehow. So I guess I'll put her as my sister.
I hope she doesn't notice. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so he did call his wife and say that he killed Jamie. He said, I killed a woman because I had to. And so the wife is like, what? Totally shocked, you know, obviously didn't even know he had this other life with this other woman. And like, you know, this poor woman, she's only been married to him for like a year and a half, but like, I can't even imagine. Can you imagine if your husband like called you one day and was like, I'm being arrested because I murdered this girl I've had on the side for about 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, of course I can't imagine that.
Like, this poor woman, like, oh my God.
I mean, he got caught.
I don't know anyone. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. And I think because he confessed, so he had met his girlfriend, Jamie, the one who he, you know, people are saying he murdered allegedly. He met her at like a school for people with disabilities. Jamie had Vater syndrome, V-A-T-E-R, and it's like a series of birth defects that make her a lot smaller in stature for her age. Aww. But, you know, she still, like, her friends say it didn't limit her. She, you know, was wanting to go to school to become a medical assistant, and she worked at a care home, and you know, but probably someone who is like maybe a little bit easier to take advantage of, because a lot of her friends say, you know, he was really mean to her, and they argued a lot, but Jamie was always in love with him, and no matter what, you know, and she was really strong-willed, so she made her own decisions, is what one friend said. And just like one anecdote they added was that there was one time when Chapman and Faden went into a bar, and Faden had two black eyes, and the owner of the bar chased Chapman down the street and like kicked him out of his bar after he saw that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this just sounds, it's not good.
But yeah, this whole double life, I mean, it's all caught up to him. Now someone, you know, is dead. Someone is like devastated and like with her husband, you know, and whatnot. It's just like how many lives are ruined over what, you know, and you know, he used her for money, you know, it says, and just kind of kept her hanging on for 10 years.
Oh my God. That is just unbelievable. But I mean, you know, it happens and you hear about it.
Oh yeah. It's crazy. So yeah, I mean, I think I'm remembering this because there was another story where someone's body was found in Las Vegas that I had done recently, but like, I don't know. I'll post the article. It's definitely been out in the headlines, and he just like looks really familiar. Like the guy in it, like a serial killer. No, well, I mean, he just looks familiar.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them look pretty similar when you squint your eyes, you know? Right. They look like, oh, could be just interchangeable. And with the three names, come on.
Oh, I know. But, you know, they do that to, like, yeah, so you don't get confused with, you know, regular old Mr. Chapman. I know, yeah, like, wait.
Your sixth grade teacher. Oh, wow. Well, thanks for bringing us down.
Don't worry. I will bring you right back up with a story, an animal story about a cat. Okay?
Meow.
I know you would love to have a cat, but you're allergic. So I will tell you about this awesome little cat named Duo who lives in San Diego. And he was born with one head, but two faces.
What?
Yeah, it has two mouths, two noses and four eyes.
Oh, but wait, are the eyes like in a row or like?
No, no. Yeah, they're kind of just a little almost tilted off. So it's like two faces. Oh. Not like an alien.
As if it had two heads, but it really only has one.
One, exactly.
Okay, okay. Oh my God. Please tell me you adopted it.
Well, no, I was just like, you know, I'm a sucker for animals with like disabilities. My dog has three legs. But these types of cats are called Jaundice cats, and they rarely live beyond a few days. Even though like the condition's not always necessarily fatal. I'm sure it's just kind of like rough. The oldest Jaundice cat, or I guess maybe not the oldest, but a famous Jaundice cat named Frankenlouie lived to be 15 years old.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So this cat was like born and not expected to live beyond a few days.
Oh my God. I have so many questions though, like about.
Well, I'll tell you like, about how it eats. Yeah. Okay. So Duo is actually
curious about that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we all want to know. Duo was born 3 months ago and rejected by her mother, but the mother cat's owner was friends with a local veterinarian named Ralph Tran, who agreed to adopt the special needs kitty. And he's a vet, so you know he can give him the proper care. He says it's been a really incredibly rewarding experience, but at the same time challenging, you know, obviously. So he had to like feed Duo through a tube and a syringe to begin with until she could learn to eat on her own. But he says she eats, each face fights to eat.
Oh my God.
So like the food ends up in the middle eye and her forehead a lot. And now her forehead is bald from it.
Oh my. She's kind of
I swear like this cat's cute. I know it sounds disgusting, but
no, that does sound cute though. Come on, if I had two faces, I'd be like definitely trying to eat from both mouths.
Definitely not of both these.
Oh my God.
And yeah, both her mouths meow separately, both noses are fully functional. But she does have issues like a respiratory infection, and she has seizures sometimes and issues with walking because, like, obviously, where do you look? And she's gonna definitely need surgery on her middle eyes. And she's, you know, smaller than kittens her age. But yeah, I mean, she has this disability and she has her challenges, but she loves life, Dr. Tran says, and she loves to play, and she takes whatever is thrown at her and makes the best out of it. And yeah, so like I looked it up, and yes, there are like Jaundice cats, and they have these two faces, and for the most part, they are cute but kind of freaky. But it's just like, you know, I mean, animals, gosh, you know, it's like most people would never even consider like a disabled animal. And then this vet is like, sure, I'll take this, you know, two-faced cat and love it and care for it. And it just like breaks my little heart.
Oh my God. Wait, is it this black one?
Yeah.
Black. Oh, okay. It kind of looks like it has two heads.
Yeah, it kind of does. I think I don't know what they like constitute. Like, oh my God, I'm watching the video right now.
Like, it. You know what it looks like? If there was one more head, it would look exactly like the three-headed dog on Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know that.
Like, yeah, you wouldn't know. But if it literally had one more head, like on its left side, it would be that dog. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe because it only has two ears, you know? But yeah, oh my God, it keeps like moving its head like it doesn't know which, like one side wants to look one way and the other side wants to look the other way.
Oh my God. Yeah, that seems like it would be way too confusing for like a brain. You know what I mean?
I know. And like, it's crazy that they're all functional. I guess maybe not the eyes are not all completely functional, but the noses and the mouths are.
Yeah, because, like, how does it have one brain or two?
I think just one brain. I think that's what they're, like, considering the head and, like, it just has, like, two faces.
So how does that feel with, like, two different noses smelling? You know,
you got me, man. Like, I can only tell you how to preserve guacamole. I cannot tell you about two-headed cats.
That already blew my brain out, like, at the beginning of the episode. So I am, like, so far gone at this point. I should have never looked at this image.
I mean, it's really cute, I think, but also I can see how, like, you might be like, oh, I would never adopt that. But I just want to, like, cheers to Dr. Ralph Tran for being a little hero to this cat. And, you know, hopefully Duo does live a long, happy life.
Yeah, I hope so. Okay, you brought us back up. Thank you.
Yeah, so check it out if you've never seen a cat with two faces. I hadn't. So, adopt, don't shop. And I think that means it's time for our BuzzFeed quiz.
Oh, it sure is. It's, I'm telling you, I've said it once, and I'll say it again. BuzzFeed. Get it together. Your quizzes. It's bad. And you know it. Don't try to
step it up.
Sell silent. You know.
Step it up.
They really K-pop member are you? Like, okay, I still don't understand K-pop and why it is so popular. Like, why are there so many people in so many different groups? Like, it's like the entire population of South Korea is in a K-pop band.
And that's why everybody loves it, because it's like all inclusive. We're all in a K-pop band in Korea.
We can really move there and fucking, if we got enough people, start our own K-pop band. It's insanity. Anyway. Digress. Where were we? Oh yeah, BuzzFeed quiz has nothing to do with K-pop. Okay.
But if you want to know which K-pop member you are, you can definitely find that on BuzzFeed quizzes.
Sure. So I was like, okay, we're in December now. We might as well start with our Christmas themed quizzes. So this one is choose your Christmas soulmate based on their dating profile. So, and of course it gives you just like a famous, like, you know, person from a Christmas show or movie or whatever, pop culture, anything. So.
And I thought this was really, like, not fun, but interesting, because I've never been on dating apps. You know, I don't think you have either, just because that was like after our time. So I was like, oh, would have to think about that.
That's so fun to say that, because I was thinking that too. Like, oh my God, you got to think of, like, you know, one funny quote, and you got to think about, like, you know, it is a lot of pressure to just do simple things. Like, it's so easy to do a simple, like, profile. No, I guess it's not like that. So I would just rather die. But anyway.
Same.
But God bless you, Amber V. And you got to get back to us on how date of the 21st century is.
Yeah, we'll have her back for Valentine's Day. Our tradition, as always.
Okay. We need some vitamin B. This is our vitamin B. Okay, so do you want to say who you got?
Okay. I got Scott Calvin.
Me too.
You too? Okay. Which is, if you don't know, Tim Allen from the Santa Claus, obviously. One of the better
or
Christmas movies.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or from Tool Time, Home Improvement. Yep. Ever heard of it?
Yep, yep. And also remember, he also got arrested for smuggling coke back in the like 70s.
Yeah. And he, like, right after these Christmas movies, didn't he like have to go to rehab or something? There was like something about him being like a drinker, right?
Oh, maybe. That sounds familiar. I know he's just like a super Republican, I think, too. So, like in real life, you know.
Yeah.
He's like one of those friends in Hollywood.
Isn't his show on right now?
I think he does have a show on. I mean, everyone loves Tim Allen. I'm not holding against him. He's America's dad.
He is. The Tool Man Taylor. Come on.
What else do you want? You know, he's great. So it says, you love a guy with a sense of humor and a sense of childlike wonder. Plus, he's Santa Claus and that, and can definitely get your name on the nice list.
I love that. But it's like, who better than Santa?
Right? No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, just Clark Griswold, which I've already had, so. Oh, yeah.
That's number one hopes.
Yeah, no, I was definitely satisfied with that answer. That's, like, a movie we watch every year. We have, like, our handful of Christmas movies that we always watch, and Santa Claus is on there. I think we even tried Santa Claus 2, but it wasn't that good.
I don't think I've ever seen the second one, but the first one is great. It's a classic, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah, right. Right up there on my nice list.
Oh, we made the nice list this year.
So yeah, wow. If you want to like find your, what is it? Your
holiday soulmate or something.
Holiday soulmate based on their dating profile. We will put that in our show notes. So let us know who you got.
We will also see you next week. This has been real.
You know? As always, it's been real. That's all the news we've fit to drink this week. And we will catch you on the flippity.
Hey.